You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're keeping, is it all in there?
Let's go!
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Before you go. What did he say? What did they say? What did she say? Are you having a good day? It's Veg Tales.
Yeah!
It's Veg Tales.
Yeah!
It's Veg Tales.
Veg Tales.
I swear I am about to walk out and we haven't even started
Ladies
yet.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop it so loud.
All right, I'll pull back.
Thank you.
I love the music though. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. We are now headed into Fetchville.
This is the abridged version because somebody has a root appointment at the hair
salon. Yeah, Greg T has a hair appointment, which is so odd.
Speaking of the bridge, let's all walk across the bridge into Fetchville right now. And here they are.
Oh, look at everybody here in Fetchville. There's the big grass, the grassy knoll, all the lily pads.
What?
Look at this.
Honestly,
hi, Brody.
What are you taking today?
We are in Fetchville
Brody,
right now.
Brody, say hi.
It's a sunny day in Fetchville.
Brody doesn't like our podcast.
He won't say hi. You don't want
to. I'm not listening to his anymore.
Right. You don't want to start trouble.
That
because
was not nice. I listen to their Brooklyn Boys podcast all the time.
Who can listen to that one? I don't know.
It's a good podcast. Anyway.
People have different
tastes.
So
when we said we were going to do the podcast today, we technically said we were going to start earlier. We haven't. And so now I have to leave in a little while. And he's yelling at me because he says, you shouldn't have a hair appointment. You should schedule it for 1. I can't schedule it for 1 because my kids have stuff today that I have to do.
Danielle?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, no, gosh. And can we talk about that?
Are you okay?
It needs to be addressed.
We had a couple of listeners complain that you're too much with the sound effects. We're just passing it on. We love you.
Here's what I don't want to do here in Fetchville, okay? I would like to make it known. Who's the mayor of Fetchville? Do we have a mayor of Fetchville here?
I love this world that you're creating. Yeah,
we don't even know what you're talking about.
We are in Fetchville right now. So who is the mayor of Fetchville?
I just need to know all the thoughts in your head. If you don't get them out, do you just go insane?
I imagine Fetchville.
I can envision you exploding.
Can't
your
you
head
be
just
a little
going
artistic? Listen, but don't you ever want to be a little artistic? I mean, this world is a mess. But if you think about, you know, creating Fetchville and Fetch Ham, it's nice to think that we are in a wonderland of sort, you know, and an animated world where it's always sunny, the grass is blue, there's lily pads to sit on, everybody gets a lily pad to sit on, you know, there's all kinds of funky flowers everywhere, high grass,
like if you were high,
you're really wasting
on a kite,
time right now.
Little people are walking around, all the veggies.
Danielle, this is one of those, like, I get, you got to leave out 11. We will continue on the ship.
No, there's a voice that speaks to us and says,
are you okay?
That's the sun. The sun speaks. The sun has a face on it. And when you look up to the sun looks down to us and it says,
are you okay?
And we say, yes, we're fine. So what I wanted
to
say.
What the heck are you talking about?
What I wanted to say about Fetchville and Fetch Ham and the people that text in.
Yeah.
You got to understand that not everybody that's listening is texting in.
Right.
Those that have extra time, so to speak, are going to text in.
Yeah.
And they want their voice heard.
You mean people who are fans and listen?
Well, how many times, like, what are you a major fan of, Garrett? What are you a major fan of? Give me something.
Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Justin Timberlake. So if you don't like one of his songs that's on his new album, Garrett, I want to know, are you going to text him, well, not him, but his people, or are you going to tweet about it and say, God, I really don't like this song on Justin Timberlake's album?
I've told his people.
I want to change that song.
I've told his people.
You have told his people.
Yes.
I want that song changed.
Not changed, I just wasn't a fan of it.
And what do you think that Justin Timberlake is doing with that song that you complained about?
He's not going to change it, but...
Not going to change it!
But see, you're...
Not going to change it!
Again, it's a, not right. a good comparison. You are of a job where people... You succeed by the people that are listening.
Right.
So those that have some ideas,
uh-huh.
you could either take it
right.
or just move on.
Well, problem doesn't is, that same thing go for Justin Timberlake? Doesn't he succeed for the people that are listening?
Correct, he does. And next time he goes into a studio
uh-huh.
and redoes an album,
right.
he'll put it under consideration. You, on
really,
the other hand...
Really, you think his...
Not just me single.
His artistic thoughts are going to come into play, and he's going to go, you know, the audience said they didn't like that one song.
Right.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Danielle.
Yeah.
What are you a fan of?
Shoes.
No, yeah, okay, shoes. So have you ever emailed a company? What? Give me a brand.
Again, it's not a job. You're making bad comparisons.
Here's the thing, though.
This is the same thing.
You have to also look at it this way. The people that have emailed
uh-huh.
or have texted, there's a ton others that feel the same way that haven't reached
uh-huh.
out. So if there's a few that feel that way, there's mm-hmm. definitely others that feel that
this
way.
Is
so,
an intervention.
So maybe you should just lay off the sound effects a little bit.
But you cannot.
Just a little bit.
You cannot, you know, curtail your show to four people that were strong-willed and wanted to voice their opinion.
Did you hear a damn thing I just said?
Yes, I did.
I said if there's a couple of people that text in, there's a lot more people that didn't text in that feel the same way.
What about
they
the others?
Just
okay,
didn't get a
that's
chance.
Fine. What about the other people
yes,
that love it
course.
And never texted in?
There's that
do
as well.
Do they not come into play?
No. That's why we're not telling you to stop entirely. We're telling you maybe you can just take a step back
what
away.
What if the other people
from,
that like it want more?
You love comics, right, Gracie?
I'm just wondering,
you
what if they
comics.
Want more?
No, they don't
you
want
love
more.
Spider-Man.
Nobody
you don't
wants
that.
More. There's no way that anyone
you,
could want
you
more.
You love Spider-Man, right?
I'm a fan of Spider-Man. He's not my favorite.
What was the one thing Peter Parker's grandfather told
Spidey?
Spider-Man. Or Peter
I have
Parker.
No clue.
Great power
don't do drugs.
Great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, he did say that.
He does.
That is a good saying.
It's a great one, and this applies to you.
Yes.
You have the ability to literally play every single button in that computer system.
Yeah. Like, I could do this one. Then I could do that one.
Problem is... problem is, that's the great power.
Oh my
now
God.
You have a great responsibility to
yes.
using that power
you're right.
at the right time.
Right.
Sure. Well,
you tend to see, like, your thing is, like, you don't care what you're saying. You just hit buttons. Like, it doesn't have anything to do half the time with anything
well,
that
because,
you're saying.
But isn't that what FedCham is? It has
no.
nothing to do with anything. For instance, as I was just playing these sound effects, I just figured out how great would this have been if you were, if you were
All right,
king,
Picasso, paint a picture.
Okay, here comes the king. King Flatulence. And he plays the music. Comes, ladies and gentlemen, into Fedgeville, King Flatulence. And he gets up to his throne. And he says, everybody,
I really need to go.
I am the King of Flatulence. And I want everybody to know. At 12 noon on Thursday, I want everybody in Fedgeville to blow a fart out your ass.
Garrett, do you want to... I really think it's time to just walk out.
Everybody must fart, for I am King Flatulence.
Dee, what the hell are you doing? Fedgeville.
I love how I just gave you this big inspirational Peter Parker Spider-Man talk. You absorbed it, and you're
all
like,
right.
That's great.
Okay.
He didn't absorb it. He absorbed it, and it goes like this.
And then it went out just like the sound effects.
Sing over his head. Over his
head.
Hey,
can we talk about that, that you don't want to sing at karaoke tonight?
Okay. Well, do you want to get into that? That's fine. Okay, I'm just writing down, because I like to keep notes that we have a new character now
That's not a new character.
Why not?
No.
Are we voting against King Flatulence?
Yes.
Sounds like a rejected Mr. Rogers character.
Yes. All right. Well, since we're all doing things together here, then let's take the vote, okay? All in favor of keeping our new character, King Flatulence, say aye. Aye. Garrett? Really, man? Bro, really?
First of all, he's not even a character.
We just made him up.
We did nothing with him but play his sound effects.
But he made an announcement.
What did he say? I didn't hear him.
At 12 noon on Thursday, everybody in Fedgeville must blow farts out their ass.
I didn't even hear you say
King
that. This is how I've checked out.
All right, can I ask a question?
You didn't vote. We didn't fully vote. You voted.
I think that Elvis needs to be a part of this. I think that Elvis to bring it up to him. And I think Elvis would like King Flatulence to be a part of Fedge Ham. You know what? If you would like to have King Flatulence a part of Fedge Ham, I got stuck actually trying to spell it.
F-A-R-T.
Yeah. So you can always tweet us. Tweet us at Fedge Ham Official. Is it official, Fedge Ham?
I don't know. You're the one that has the keys to the car.
Yeah. Do you answer anyone's emails?
I try. No, don't email us. Just tweet us. Tweet us at
Fedge Ham Official.
Fedge Ham Official of whether or not hashtag King Flatulence. Flatulence should stick around. Okay. I think he should make an appearance every day.
All right.
I've got 15 minutes left.
The sun speaks to us.
Let's talk about the fact, like Garrett said, that you were asked to host a karaoke event, yet you're not going to sing any karaoke.
How are you not going to sing karaoke?
You cannot sing karaoke when you're the host of the karaoke event.
So you're doing an event on Broadway, which many people die to even get on a stage.
Right.
On Broadway, sure. New York City, you have the opportunity to be on that stage at the Broadway musical Waitress.
With Catherine McPhee. Right.
And you are not going to at least try to sing.
Well, but I really, if I had to, like, you want me to really try to sing?
I really want you to honestly try.
I used to sing in a rock band.
No.
That doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
We've heard the recording.
What's a song?
That was a good song.
No, it wasn't. It was horrible.
What?
What's a song that you know every single word to?
The new one by Lovely the Band. I know every word of that one.
Okay. Can you give me a little sample?
How do I get? I'll call it up. You guys talk for a second, and I'm gonna get a sample.
Well, let's see how this works.
Of that song, Broken. Hold on, Broken. It's called B-R-O-K-E-N.
Oh, you can spell
Broken. That's right. Broken Heart. No, where's Broken?
This is where I have to come in.
I'm looking for it right now. I'm
doing this live.
Broken. Lovely Band. I found it right here.
We have nothing planned.
Well, because that's what the fun is of Fedge Ham. Mm. This is also what I imagine with Fedge Ham. There is so much stress in everybody's lives.
You think this is how Steve Jobs started in his garage?
Maybe.
I'm going to start a computer company. Don't know what the computer company is going to be about.
I just want love. I want some place that everybody can go.
You want love and farts.
Yes, and smile and laugh and love. And I mean that sincerely. You know what? I'm going to get real.
But see, that's the real you. Right. That's the real you, all right?
Okay.
I think it's adorable.
Five minutes ago, that's not the Greg T I know.
Okay, I'm going to get real for like... Seriously, a minute. Let me get a.
Hold on, I'm gonna time
you. Do you have a timer?
No, I'll time you.
No,
I'll time you. I'll time you.
You have a minute to get real. Oh my gosh, this is
a game show.
Okay, go ahead.
So ready? In three, two, and one, getting real. Okay. So guys, listen. There's a lot that goes on in my life, and there's a lot that goes on in your lives, and there's a lot that goes on in other people's lives that are listening. People have bosses that are down their throats. They have deadlines to meet. They have kids that they need to take care of. People are dealing with divorce. People are dealing with cheating. They're dealing
with sickness,
mm-hmm. all of that. There's not many places in this world, especially on the news, whether you are pro or con, whatever you are with politics and everything, there's not many places to go where you can just laugh. And I just want to make people laugh somehow, some way. So if this podcast has nowhere to go, no destination, and it's just silly, and it's just complete, like, dumb humor, I'm all for it. Because if not, then what are we doing? We can get serious too. Here, look. Okay, now talk about something serious. Give me a story, a news headline.
It's but not, that was that made sense, T.
Right, and that's
and that
it.
Was real.
Minute and 2 seconds, very good.
You want to create a place
that's
where people
it.
Can escape the everyday.
That's it. That's and all I, I'm
and
trying
I agree,
to do.
And I think that's, I agree.
People have stood online yeah. on Friday and Saturday night at all their little restaurants with a buzzer in their hand waiting to get seating, and they took an hour for seating. They
you went to dinner by yourself. You didn't get a buzzer.
No, I went to dinner by myself on Sunday. So that's all I envision. Like, do you, with all the stuff that you have going on in your life, Danielle,
yeah.
even inside work, after the show is over,
mm-hmm.
and what the audience doesn't know is that, in all honesty, there's a lot of work that has to be done behind closed doors. Okay, so even though we have a fun morning show, when the morning show's over, there's stuff that you have to get done.
Of course.
That's serious, right?
Yeah.
Like, things that you really have to get done that are important to
of
management
course.
Here at this radio station.
Of course. Spots and commercials and
right.
phone taps and
so,
meetings and all kinds of stuff.
And after this, you got to go home and you got to be a mom.
Right.
You got to be serious, Danielle.
Yeah. So well, I'm fun mom, Dan.
Right, but still, so then, so do you want to continue down that road?
What, during the podcast?
During this podcast?
No, I want to
no.
have fun, but
right.
at the same time, sometimes we need to pull you in a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, that's fair. Garrett,
yes.
you just had a new baby girl, right? You got two kids now
that
at
is,
home.
Right. The kid's almost a year
right?
old already.
you're working a job. Your wife was working a job. You're trying to pay the mortgage every month. You got things going on. And, Garrett, you're on red carpet events. You're not getting a lot of sleep. Last week, you did the overnight shift at this radio station into the morning show.
Yep.
Right? You had barely any sleep the entire week. Now you come in here. You want to talk about like what's really going on in the world? You want to talk about serious topics? You want to sit there and go, all right, if you hooked up with some guy today, call in. You want to talk about that?
I think it could be a part of it, but I think what Danielle just said too is you are like the balloon that
yeah.
you're holding onto the balloon, having fun with that balloon.
Yeah.
But sometimes you let the cord of the balloon go and you're all the way
yeah.
Maybe,
all the way
okay.
far,
and we
far
have
from,
to grab it and
far
reel
from
it in.
Reality at times.
Maybe you guys are right a little bit to an extent. I just, to me, because I know we want to do this podcast and have some fun with it, if I have to think about one more thing that is like serious, I'm gonna crack. Like, I don't even write a script for anything anymore. You know, like I just come in here to have fun and just make people laugh.
That's what we should. That's what it should be about.
And that's it.
So now we have Lovely the Band.
Yes.
So well, you're going...
You don't want to go back to King Flatulence?
Don't forget, I got to do the vent shoe, even okay. though my shoe
right,
today
we'll do that. Yeah, we'll
my
do that.
Shoe is not
no, but
impressive
I,
today.
I honestly want to hear you full-blown...
Yeah, come on.
Try to really sing?
Try to really sing. Not fake
it. Are you
going
to try to sing too?
I'm not the one on
We're
karaoke.
We're not hosting karaoke.
But I want to hear you guys sing as well.
First you, and then we'll figure
right,
it
first
out.
First me, and then you guys are going to sing. You guys are gonna sing as well, okay? All right, here we go. All right, so this is that song. What is this? I think I picked the wrong one.
No, go. You're,
so this
you're
is,
fine.
All right, this is the song by Lovely the Band.
Yeah.
And the song is called Broken. It's a real big popular song right now.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. You guys know the song, right?
Go for it.
Okay, ready. Lonely like me, be lonely with you. Hold on a second. It's a late night at the party. Sir Trust Fund Baby. Brooklyn Loft.
A sold out
wait,
show.
Wait. I could do this. This is my favorite part. It's coming up. It's coming up.
Really?
Wait, this is how it goes. Hold
Give me
on.
The chorus.
Don't do this at karaoke.
These are my people. These are my friends. She grabbed my face and she said. Here we go. Ready? I like that you're broke. You're broken like me.
Get a little
baby,
clap along
I
going.
Maybe you're a fool.
Boy, Catherine McPhee doesn't know what she's in for today.
See, so I can't sing.
But a lot of people that do karaoke can't sing. They just do it
problem,
for fun.
Problem is you're over-trying. You're not being
yeah.
you.
That, I am being me.
No.
Can you sing that song?
No, I can't.
You, not at all. Try.
I
Hold
wouldn't
on, let's
attempt
try.
It. I'm not attempting that.
You have to try.
No, I don't.
Why not?
I don't know
not
the words.
Gonna, I don't know
you
the
know
words.
The words?
That's not the song that... I would not sing that song for karaoke.
Which song would you sing?
I would sing...
Give me one.
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm going to bring it on.
I would sing Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
Oh,
that's one of mine, but I'm not going to do
nasty.
It now. I would also do Bust a Move.
You,
Auto. Is it A-U-T-O?
I don't know.
That's Auto.
How about Bust a Move?
What, how do you spell Auto?
I don't know, but I'm not doing it now.
A-U-G-H-T-A?
I'm not doing it now.
Auto, no.
We're not playing karaoke.
I don't even know how to spell Auto.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how to spell Auto?
No.
Does anyone know? How do you spell Auto?
It's real? O-U-T-T-A.
It is?
Yeah.
O-U-T-T-A is Outa?
They're not going to have it.
That's Outa, isn't
or
it?
Or Outa? Outa?
How do you spell Outa? How do you spell Outa? Do you know how to spell Outa?
I didn't bring my phone in the studio, so I don't know.
Well, I don't know how to spell it. You Outa, no. How about just no? How about just the word no? We can get it right here. No.
A-U-G-H-T-A.
Is it, what is it?
A-O-U-G-H-T-A.
A-U-G-H-T-A. O-U.
G-H-T-A.
O-U-G-H-T-A. Outa. No.
How about Bust the Room? Bust the Move. Bust the Move.
That's what
bust
King Flatulence does. Bust the Move.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hold on. Alanis Morissette,
you
ought
to know. I'm not doing
it.
I know why you're playing it.
Why not?
Because this is not karaoke time.
I know, but could you give me, like, maybe a note or two?
La.
No, like a real, like a, give me, a, right, here we go. Give me, what did you got? Give me. Go.
No.
Come on.
No.
Thing for you. Go, go. No. I can do it. I want, yeah, I could tell.
No, that's not it.
Oh, the vows that you bring, I know the person.
Oh, my God.
All right, how would you do it?
In a theater.
Wow, that's good, Danielle.
See, she's getting into it.
She could sing, though, but Danielle's got a good voice.
Done.
But Danielle's got a very good voice.
I appreciate that.
Wow, just that one note right there, and I was like, wow.
So if they give you a mic tonight, and you're on stage, you're literally going to say no in front of everyone?
I don't know.
How about Billy Joel? You like to sing Billy Joel.
Oh, Billy Joel's my jam.
Song,
that is my favorite. I love
that is
Billy
a go-to
Joel.
Karaoke
so
right there.
That's fine.
Or Bon Jovi.
So why don't you? That's what you should be singing, not the other one.
Bon Jovi.
You should do Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce.
For those that couldn't get tickets to the show, they get Greg T singing Bruce Springsteen on Broadway.
Bruce. Bruce. Hey, have you ever seen Bruce Springsteen in concert?
No.
Oh, you gotta see him.
I'm not
you
a big fan.
You gotta see it. Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Really?
I know that disappoints you. But
Thunder Road, you wouldn't do?
No.
No, come on. Yes, you would. No?
No.
You really wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
Really?
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, you got a song that you like?
Not really.
Come on, you gotta pick one.
I don't do karaoke.
But if you had to.
But I don't. I don't for that reason, because I know I don't sing.
But you don't sing in the bathroom? You don't sing in the car? You don't sing in the shower?
No.
Really?
I don't sing.
So you're afraid of singing?
Not that I'm afraid. I just know I can sing, so.
Oh, it's wait.
What's this?
Here it comes. Oh, I just hear that. I just hear that harmonica, and I know that Bruce is on stage. He's at MetLife Stadium in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
Then there's Greg T.
Screen door slams. Mary's. Yeah, here we go. Ready? Like a vision, it dances, radio. I don't know the words. Radio plays. All right, you guys don't like that song?
Yeah. You don't know the words.
Yeah, I don't have to. I can still feel it.
Well, because when they play it, they'll usually put the words up on the screen.
So we were walking out. Danielle, you walked out. We were recording something before, and Greg T was talking about his pool.
Yeah.
She didn't hear the pool stuff.
The pool stuff?
I heard you pee in the filter in your pool.
Who told you that?
That's Brody.
It's already gotten around the office.
Really? Brody, that big mouth.
Why
Brody.
Would you go pee in your pool filter?
All right, we're getting into a topic right here. Here's your Fetch Ham topic of the day.
I got 3 minutes and I gotta go.
Your Fetch Ham topic of the day. Do you disregard all of the rumors about urinating in pools? And do you urinate in a pool freely?
I'm leaving.
Fetch Ham topic of the day.
He thinks if he pees in his filter.
Here we go, Garrett, tell him.
That the filter will clean his pee and send it back out into the pool with no pee going into the pool.
No.
Correct. Danielle Monero, do you pee in the pool?
No, I do not pee in the pool.
Do you pee in your filter?
No, and I don't pee in my filter. No.
Danielle, you have a pool in your backyard. You never once just peed?
Never.
That's how I'm just going to do
ever,
it?
Never, ever.
Come on.
Never.
I don't believe
That's
you.
That's disgusting.
I don't believe
First
you.
First of all, there's a reason why they tell you not to pee in the pool.
Why?
Because people don't want to swim in your urine.
Interesting. Urine is good for you, though. It's not even that
Where
bad for you.
Where did you hear that
it
from?
It cleans fungus.
Where did you hear that
from? If you
from?
Have athlete's foot and you pee on your feet, you'll get rid of athlete's foot.
That's your feet. What about the rest of your body as I'm swimming in your urine?
I think that you overthink it. I don't think that urine is that dirty. I think urine is actually pretty good for you. People drink their own urine. They do.
I do agree that I don't think urine is that is a bad thing.
Thank you very much.
I don't think
so. You'd be okay
but
with
I'm not
swimming?
Peeing in the pool. No.
You're okay
no.
swimming at Greg T's house in his pool?
No, I will definitely never get in your pool.
I'll clean it first. Garrett, do you pee in your pool?
No.
You do not.
And you have a pool too, right?
Yep. You've never peed in your
never.
Pool? Not
you
once?
You think your kids have peed in your pool?
Probably, but.
But why have you not peed in the pool?
Because I'm human.
But what does that mean?
I'm not an animal.
Well, you can still pee in a pool.
I'm not lazy,
an
and I can get out of the pool and go pee in a bathroom.
Yeah, but you're wet. You want to track that wetness into the house, maybe slip on a tile floor. Why you want to do that?
So your justification is not slip on the floor, let me pee in the pool and deal with it later.
Absolutely. So what I do is I go right up to the filter where it sucks in the water, and then I pee into the suction, and then it takes it right into the filter out
of
the pool.
Are your kids seeing you do this?
No, I do when I'm home, and I'm like swimming naked by myself. Like on Friday, I swam naked by myself, skinny dipped in the pool.
Why?
Because I wanted to. I wanted to be free.
What does your wife think of all
this? She's not home. She don't see that. I don't tell her those things.
She doesn't know that you pee in the pool.
Why would she know?
Filter?
No. I don't. This is like, you know,
I cannot wait. I'm going straight to Google Earth when I get home. I'm typing in your address.
You'll never see it.
You don't know when
You'll
Google Earth is taking pictures.
You'll never see it. There's no way.
Well, you get a
You'll
little...
definitely never see it.
All right, to all the veggies out there, that is the question of the Veg Hamville Day. Do you pee in your pool? Do you urinate in your pool? And I want you to be truthful. Do you urinate in your pool? Why or why not? Have you always wanted to urinate in your pool?
All right, I'm leaving.
Okay, tweet us. No, you can't leave yet.
I have to. I have to leave for an appointment. We were supposed to start this earlier.
All right, well, now we're starting. So now, at that time, you hear that music?
What is that?
It's time for your fedging shoes.
Okay, but my shoes aren't fedging this week, so I'm apologizing ahead of time.
All right, that's fine. But you know what I am hearing, Danielle,
what?
About shoes these days?
Yeah.
I'm hearing that starting September for the new school year,
yeah.
The hottest sneaker on the market.
Yeah.
You ready? Is Vans.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's my favorite sneaker.
I was in a mall yesterday.
Good.
And the guy at the mall, not that he was trying to sell them, but he said to me, he said, look out. He goes, the Vans are going to be the new All-Stars. Like last year was the Adidas All-Star.
I love Vans.
Vans will be the one.
So a guy at the mall just randomly talked to you.
Unbelievable.
It's the Van at the Van store.
Without trying to sell you anything. He just said, hey, you look like a nice guy.
That's right.
Let me talk to you about these cool sneakers.
That's right.
He happened to work at the Van store.
And
I like that guy.
He wasn't trying to sell you on anything.
It wasn't like he was trying to sell me power pills out of the back of his car.
I
want to
get the Van. I have the Vans. You know the Vans that have like the...
It's the checkered ones that are really in now. Yeah.
So I have the pink checkered
ones.
Yes,
they're coming all different colors now. Peach, orange, all of that.
I don't know which
yellow.
Color. Yeah, they're cool. All right, anyway. So this week, my shoes are actually, you're going to laugh.
Go.
Crocs.
Yes!
But there's a reason. They're not Crocs like you would think. They're actually... slip-on jelly-like sandals.
I love those.
You would never think that these shoes were Crocs.
Yep.
I have had them for 3 years. They're the most comfortable thing I own. And when I have nothing to throw on, I throw them on. I use them for walking. So comfortable. And everyone always says, my gosh, your sandals are so cute.
Yep.
No one ever knows they're Crocs.
And
they
don't
look like
Crocs. You can take the bottoms out. You can clean the bottoms, clean the shoes, everything.
They can get wet. I can go in the water with them. They're fantastic.
Agreed.
So I'll put a picture on my Insta story.
Yep.
Of the Crocs, so you can see them. They're very cute. And that's it. I gotta go. I love you guys.
But you can't leave yet.
You're gonna leave. You're gonna have to do the rest without me. We were supposed to start earlier.
How could we do that without you?
You have to.
All right. Well, right now we have some feedback. We have FedChamp feedback.
And what is that?
Okay, this is coming in from at Mike87. And at Mike87.
He's making this up.
I'm reading right now. He
says,
no,
you're not.
Guys.
There's nothing you're not reading.
Stay
off
of Greg T's back. I love what he's doing.
Okay.
I love the Fed Champ.
No, I'm really leaving.
It gets me through my day.
I love you guys.
Are you like Kevin Durant where you make fake Twitter accounts and then tweet in positive things about you?
Can we start on time next week so that I don't have to leave?
Here's another one.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Wait, are you leaving?
I gotta go. Bye.
Wait, why are you walking away?
I really gotta go.
Aw. All right, here's another feedback from another Veggie. This is from Angela Next Gen. And Angela Next Gen.
That's the computer system right in front of you.
Angela Next Gen, she says, I love Fedge Ham. It gets me through my day. Stay off of Greg T's back. It is so much fun. Okay, here's another one right now. This is from Digiman 147. And Digiman 147 says, Garrett and Greg T, I listen to you in the 5 a.m. show. I love when Danielle enters the show at 5 a.m. And I really love Fedg Ham. I think it's great. I am a Fedgie. And he ends it by saying, Yeti confetti. All right, that's good. And if you'd like to have us any feedback.
Oh, the real feedback.
Oh, it's time's up.
from Wilbur122. First, I need more episodes, please.
Yes,
they're coming. I've always wanted to peek into the mind of Greg T, and the show doesn't disappoint.
Right.
You are the best.
Thank you.
Love the show. Hope to hear more from Photo Apple.
Hashtag Yeti Confetti.
Yeti Confetti.
Yeti Confetti.
G Pearl says, love the podcast. We need more. Love you guys. Greg T is hilarious.
Yes.
Danielle's just great. Love how Garrett is the responsible big brother.
There
love
you go.
The chemistry.
I like the chemistry too. I agree there.
Then we
We've
have
got something.
LH222277.
Who are these people?
I like the show, but please stop making that annoying sound. Which
what?
One?
Oh, I know. We didn't even play it today. Could be.
Yoink!
That is the mayor. The mayor of Fedgeville.
I may have to stop listening. It's that bad.
Oh, come on. It is not. It is not. Who are these people? Who are these people? Hold on a second. Let's see. We have that. Who are these people? Not found. Who are these people not found?
Well, you're looking for a Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Then we don't have the Seinfeld.
Right I now. Can't believe it. Who are these people not there? What? Who are these people? I can't believe it, Garrett. That's ridiculous. Maybe it's just called people. Who are people?
It's not in the system.
Really?
I can tell you that.
But why would we not have that, man?
Because I'm in charge of loading it, and we don't reference Seinfeld hardly ever.
Well, can you give me that sound drop? Can you get that for me for next week? Who are these people? Or else I'm gonna have to get the megaphone and do a
who are these people? Who are these people? Hashtag, who are these people?
Love you, man.
All right. So are we getting... Oh, look, we have people coming up here. Who are these people? See, who are those people?
I don't know.
See, there's people walking through. We don't know who they are.
They had a box of something.
They did have a box of something. Oh, my phone is going off. Somebody's texting me
Danielle.
Right now. Danielle, what is she saying?
Already planning for next week.
Can you guys do Monday podcast next week at 10:15?
We can figure this out later.
I guess we could do that. Let me write that down. So we want to do next week, next Tuesday?
I love how you're going to write it down.
Okay. Tuesday.
You have an iPhone, yet you're writing it down.
At 10:15. Oh, yeah. You know what? Let me check and see if I can do that.
You have a calendar right in front of you.
I'm trying to find out right now if I can do it. Can you do it on next?
I'll always find a way.
That's Tuesday, right?
Monday.
Oh, she wants to do it Monday? Oh, yeah, Monday I'm good, the 13th. August 13th at 10:15?
Yes.
All right, let me do it. Fedge Ham podcast, episode number 9. All right, at 10:15. I could do that. Can you do 10:15?
We good? All right, yes.
All right, 10:15 a.m. Wait, hold on. You know, I just got another message now from one of the sales guys. Yo, T, can we chat before you take off? See, this is what I'm talking about. The salespeople want stuff from us. They want us to, another one, here, look, it's from Deb. Can you come to my desk? You see, this is what the audience needs to know.
She's probably
going to
ask you what song you want to sing tonight.
Yeah, well, Garrett, can you invite those people in? Who are those people?
I don't know. They just dropped stuff off and they left.
Really? Well, where do they come from?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
Oh, my God.
Come on, wait. Tell me you didn't like when we were doing the... I am...
But you gotta use a character. You can't just bring a character.
I am King Flatulence. King Flatulence of Fedgeville.
You can't just start a character out of nowhere.
Who says? What is your name? Is your name?
Garrett.
Your name is Garrett? Garrett? What do you do here on Fedgeville?
Well, I work with one Greg T. I don't know if you know him.
Yes, my Greg T. I like that man. Excuse me. He loves...
A little favoritism.
Yes, Greg T. He knows exactly what he's doing. As he farts with me. Greg T. farts with me.
Ah, the king. Thank you. King, I would love to fart with you. Only I don't have as much gas as you do.
Well, if you eat a lot of Fedgeville hot dogs, then you too will have gas and you'll be able to be the farter. Okay. I'm going to leave Fedgeville now to all my Fedgies. I say goodbye.
Okay. There you go. See, Garrett? That's how it runs. There you go.
There you go.
All right. So, on that note, I guess we're going to sign off, but I think I do like the fact that we have a couple of things here. We have new King Flatulence. The son is always the one that always goes, are you okay? And then we want to know, do you urinate in your pool? I think you're going to find out there's more people that urinate in their pool than you think. That's what I think.
Fair enough.
I do. It is a little different without Danielle here, no?
No.
I think me and you could really carry it on. What about fantasy football? You think we should do a fantasy football podcast?
See, this is like when you want a pet as a kid, mm-hmm. and your parents say, okay, we can get you a pet, but you just have to take care of it, take it out for walks, feed it, and make sure it's taken care of.
You know what?
Can you take care of a fantasy football podcast?
I could. Do you want to have a pet here in Fedgeville? A dog? What can we name our dog in Fedgeville?
We're not getting a dog.
Why not?
You don't like dogs.
You don't like pets.
You don't like pets for that same reason why you don't have one, because you're a very busy person.
Can we name him Chucky?
Sure.
Chucky the dog in Fedgeville? Ladies and gentlemen, next week we will introduce you to our Fedgeville pet. Our Fedgeville pet will be Chucky the dog. Oh my God, it's going to be huge. No other podcast has a dog. None. None of them. Brooklyn Boys don't have an animal.
No.
Nobody does. Even the 15-Minute Morning Show doesn't have a pet. Well, they have Max. But we are going to have Chucky. All right. Till then, guys, say Yeti confetti. 1, 2, 3.
Yeti confetti.
All right, we're out of here. Let's shut the doors on Fedgeville. Till next week.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.